just a Dvar Torah that stands on its own legs. We'll speak about a Shaila, Halacha, the Loila Maisa, give the details of the Maisa, and then we'll see if we can pass in the Shaila together. Now, B'didi HaVayuvda, with me it happened, a Maisa Shehoya, that I was called upon for myself to pasken. I was in Lakewood at my daughter's house, and one Friday night she wasn't feeling well. She was expecting. She had pains in her chest. Take no chances. We called Hatzolah. Hatzolah came, and then Hatzolah said, after my son-in-law went into the ambulance with his wife, my daughter, Hatzolah policy is one adult with the patient unless the other person asks his rov. I jumped in, I said, I just asked my rov. And it's also a different important halacha in Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, which we will not go into, that when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you have to take into consideration the whole picture. Sometimes another adult, especially an experienced one like myself, is dealing with people who are in hospitals, Loyalenu, and we've been around more than someone 20, 25 years, my junior. So, therefore, we went to the hospital, Baruch Hashem, as the Hatzolah predicted. It was nothing other than a little gallbladder problem. And then the hospital, which was a good 2 miles away from where they live, and the weather was worse than the weather we have here outside tonight, the question is, how do we get back? So my daughter wasn't feeling well. Baruch Hashem was nothing serious. She wasn't feeling well. So therefore, Amira La'akum is mutter. For a chayla she'ein v'isakana, there was no question. In Lakewood, they have a good old guy by the name of George, who knows more about a beer lock than most people. And he was there, ready in the hospital. You don't have to pay him. My son shops, you know, to come to your house. But the question was, how was I supposed to get home, or my son was to get home? And at the time, I thought we'll walk. But one peek out of the door showed us that the weather was far from inviting. And we weren't going to walk 2 miles in that horrible weather. So what do we do? Can we be make with a miralakum? And then I was thinking that there's a very big mokum to be makel, and it has to do with the sugya of ribui b'shi'urim. Ribui b'shi'urim, simply put, is when you do a malacha and you add on to the malacha is the additional, what you add on to the malacha is that after. Let me give you just a classical case. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. A person is warming up water on Yontif. You can't warm up water for tomorrow. You can only warm it up for Yontif. And this person added extra water and warmed it up for tomorrow. Did he violate an Isser Malach of cooking for tomorrow? We'll see the Gemara says no. Under certain circumstances, it's awesome. There's other considerations. Now, if two people go into a car, now, the difference between the first and second person most probably is the amount of gas that is used to carry. One person's in a car, you need so much gas. The other person goes in, there may be a minuscule increase of gas, but it's most probably Rivashurim, and that's maybe something that's not so pushy, but as far as this year goes, we will call it Rivashurim. And I heard, even though I can't find where, that Ramosha said that having extra weight in the car is the sugya of ribui b'shiurim. It's the sugya of ribui b'shiurim. So the question really, which confronted me, can I deal with this sugya with ribui b'shiurim? Here, please come sit here. So the question that confronted me, can I deal with this sugya as ribui b'shiurim? So we're going to assume that it's ribui b'shiurim, which very likely it is. And the question is, how could we deal with the sugya, a bari to be mitzuref to a chayla in a car when you have the problem of ribui b'shiurim? Now, the first sugya that deals with it is the sugya in Beya and Yedayin, that the sugya states that a mamale nachtum chavish omayim afal pishen etzarech elokito nechon. A baker could fill a barrel of water, even though he only needs a small measure of water on Yontif. And the reason is because ribui b'shiurim obviously is mutter on Yontif. Now in Halacha, there are certain restrictions. You shouldn't say it's for tomorrow. it's also to take a cup of water and pour it in, another cup of water and pour it in, because you're pouring it being matriya for tomorrow, which is probably not isuri malacha, it's just isuri tircha. It's a question of not talking. But if you have a vat of water on the stove, or you turn on the faucet, it's one tircha to fill it up, you take it over, it's mutter, there's no isur malacha, because ribu bishurim is mutter. Now, there's a run that really opens up the sugya of ribu bishurim for us, which I will tell over to you. But let's speak a little bit in Torah before we get to it. Why is ribu bishurim mutter? Why is it mutter? And Rabbi Chanan, in his Sefer Kovet Shurim, offers two explanations. The simple explanation is that you're really not doing anything wrong. It's one malacha. If you cook one potato or you cook two potatoes, it's the same malacha. So therefore, if you cook one potato, why would you cook two potatoes? Mamala Isha Kedera with butter, even though she only eats a little bit. But you're not being maisif in the malacha. If you're not being maisif in the malacha, there's no reason to prohibit it. Cooking two, cooking one, cooking three is the same as the malacha. That could be the pashut pshat in Ribu Bishiur. See, it's far from simple. However, he offers a different shot. And he says that Ribu Bishiur is author, is mutter rather, because of the svar of Haiminayim Machis. What does that mean? It's a famous Lashon HaGemara. You're, let's say, cooking two potatoes. You eat one. The other potato will be for tomorrow. You can't offer any one of the two potatoes because each one could potentially be for today. So if you're cooking two potatoes and you'll say it's offer, but you can't identify the potato that's offer to cook because each one could be for today. So therefore it can't be chal and iser on the bishul of Ribu B'Shiur. Now there's a simple maskamin, and we'll see in Halacha L'Maisa it has a say that if you make Ribu B'Shiur, one of the things is usable and one of the things is not usable. So let's say, for instance, you cook two items, one you could eat and the other one you can't eat today. If the reason is because when you're cooking two things you're not being maisif in the malacha, you're not being maisif in the malacha, regardless of whether you could use both. But if the iser is, if the heter is because haimin ayomafkis, why could I say this one's usher? This one I could use and the other one I could use. Since theoretically I could use both, there can't be chal and iser on either one. In such a case, where one is not fit for today's consumption, the other one is, so therefore you won't be able to say haimin askis, you wouldn't have the heter of ribu b'shiur. So there really is an afkamina between the first svara and the second svara in halach. Now the Ran and Beya ask a very strong shayla. He says the Gemara says ribu b'shiur is mutter, and therefore a baker could warm up a lot of water even though he does not need that much water in Yontif. He says, we have a Gemara in Menachos that says there was an ill person. And you have to decide, will the ill person who needs two figs to live? We are constructing a theoretical case. You have one branch that has three figs, and you have two branches that each one of the branches has one fig. Which one do you take off? Do you take off the one with three figs, even though two figs are only needed, but with one katsira, you accomplish your mission? Or do you make two cuts? You cut one branch and get one fig, and one branch and get the other fig. The psak is, it's better to be mamayit with katsira, with cutting, make one snip and you'll get three, rather than making two and only get two. But the Ran says it's clear in the Gemara that if you have one branch with three and one branch with two, you'll pick the one with two, because you're accomplishing that you're getting less figs. Why? It's Ribu B'Shiurim. We have a Gemara that says over here, you're allowed to cook extra water even though you don't need it. Why can't you cut a branch even though you get extra water, even though you get extra figs, even though you don't need it? You need two. But Ribu B'Shiurim should be mutter. This is the Ran's kasha. And the Ran says because of that kasha, the Ri says Ribu B'Shiurim is mutter both on Shabbos, al pi dinin, both on Yontif. But the only reason why Ribu B'Shiurim is usur on Shabbos midrabanan because of the chaymer of skila. So really there's no difference Shabbos, Yontif, you have a sick person on Yontif, you could be marvin b'shurim. If you don't have a sick person on Yom Tov, you could be marvin b'shurim. On Shabbos, you can't be marvin b'shurim. It's mechumra the Shabbos. It's only an iser the rabbanan. So that's the Rishita and the Raj Rishita, that the whole iser riba b'shurim is only an iser midrabbanan. Yom Tov, we don't impose that iser rabbanan because Yom Tov is kal. Shabbos, we impose the iser rabbanan because Shabbos is more chomer. This is the sheet of the Ri, supported by the Rajba. And then the Rajba and the Ri, they ask Akasha. We have a case in the Gemara that before Mila, we have to wash the child with hot water. That was the custom. You couldn't do a Mila on a child if you didn't wash the child with hot water. And there's a case in the Gemara that the water spilled. So they came before Rav and they said, listen, let's check out the mother. If she needs hot water, we'll warm water for the mother, because the mother is a Yoledeth, she is a Mesukenet. If she needs hot water, let's piggyback and let's bring the extra hot water needed for the child in order that we should have a Mila Bismana. And the Gemara says, you could do that. In fact, the Rajmet, Shabbos, Riva Bashurim, how could you allow Riva Bashurim? How could you allow it? Riva Bashurim is also on Shabbos. On that, the Rishonim give a teretz. Either it's talking about with a guy, through a guy. You tell a guy to warm the water, agav imai. Or maybe we're mata Riva Bashurim even through Yisrael, b'makam mila. Even through Yisrael, b'makam mila. But that was another mara makam in the halachas of Riva Bashurim, as we will see, that you could warm up water because the mother needs it in order to help the child have the Mila Bismana. This is the sheet of the Ri and the sheet of the Rajba. Ribu Shurim is Mutter. On Shabbos, it's Osir Midrabbanan. However, the Ran asks a tremendously strong kasha. If Ribu Shurim is Midrabbanan, how could the Gemara Menachas have a shaila whether you should cut off one twig with three figs or two twigs with one fig each? Two figs on two twigs is two Isuri Melacha. One twig with three figs is Riva B'shurim. It's only a Safa Midrabbanan. There's only one Isur being done to Raisa. Has the Gemara have such a shaila? That's the Ran's Kasha on the Rajba. Because of that, the Ran said, it's not true. Riva B'shurim is the Raisa sometimes, and sometimes it is the Rabbanan. What's the determining factor whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan? Says the Rana Klal. Riva Shur means you're being maisis on what's awesome. That's only in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, that really Pikuach Nefesh is awesome to do, but it's Tuchri, it's not Hutar, it's Tuya. What does Tuya mean? The Isser is there, Washna Rashi and Yuma is Bakushi Yitziru, so we allow you to do a malacha to save a life. A life is more precious, like Rashi says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Chava Vesar Kodesh Baruch Hu, more than Kolatara Kuba. But it's Tuya. So therefore, really, an Isser is being done. So therefore, if you're Maisif and you add on more cooking or more cutting, that is Osir Midoraisa. But by Yantif, when a person cooks on Yantif, it's not Tuya. It's not Tuya. It's Hutra. It's not a Malach at all. It's not a Dover HaOsir that's the Kushi Yatiru. So really, the basic cooking and the basic Malach is Osir, is Mutter. So therefore, when you're maisif on the person, when you're maisif on the cooking, on yontif, you're maisif on something that is mutter to do, that doesn't have a shame of Rivim Shur. Yeah. Of Hutra and Tuya. The Hezbur or the Chilak? The Hezbur is not so important. The Chilak is important. That when do you say Rivim Shur is mutter, that's when you do the actual malacha, the Heter, not the Tuya, it's Hutra, then you can be maisif and do more. But when you're doing the malacha, the Torah tchia, like by Pikuach Nefesh, then the haisaf is asur. So on Yantif, when you're cooking with Torah hutra, there's no malacha. When a person cooks on Yantif, it's not that it's tchia, it's mutter. Pikuach Nefesh was never asur on Yantif. Therefore, you could be maisif on what you're doing. It's not a haisaf on a davar asur. It's a haisaf on a davar mutter. But when you're talking about Pikuach Nefesh is Tuya, you can't be Maisif on Pikuach Nefesh. because the pekuach nefesh is called a davar ha'aser. Haysafa on the davar ha'aser is aser.
So one night
in the Gemara Menachos, but at least they're both Yisuri Derais. Have to understand according to the Ran, that's two skilas, but upon them, we're talking about Yisuri Derais. That's the pshitus of the Gemara, that one mice is better than two. But at least we're comparing two Yisuri Derais to two Yisuri Derais. But according to the Ran, the Raisa. So according to the Ran, the Yisayid Hadaver is that if it's Hutra, Rivu Vishurim is Mutter, if it's Tchuya, Rivu Vishurim is Otter, and it's Otter the Raisa. According to the Rashba, Rivu Vishurim is always Mutter Min Hadin. Why do we find this Otter? It's the Chumra de Shabbos. But Makam Skila were Machmer on Shabbos. These are the two Shitas in the Rishayim. Lahalacha, the Achrayim lead towards the Ran. Meaning to say that Rivu Vishurim is also deraisa by the Kuach Nefesh at Tchuya, and by Hutra, there is no Rivu Vishurim Bechlau by Yontif where it is Hutra. By the Kuach Nefesh, side by Yontif or side by Shabbos, Rivu Vishurim will be Osir because there is Tchuya and it has the shade Rivu Vishurim. So far, this is straight from the Rishayim. Now, Rabbi Kiveger asked the Kasha, and through this Kasha, we'll bring out a very major point and get back to our original Shaila. If you recall the Gemara, there was a little kid. He wanted Mila on Yom HaShemini. Problem was, you can't get his Mila unless you wash him. That was the custom, and that was the understanding of the time of the Gemara. In the time of the Gemara, no washing before Mila, no Mila. It was Pikuach Nefesh. So you can't wash, you can't warm up water to wash the kid. That's Chilul Shabbos. So they warmed up water, Agav Imei, if the mother needed water because she was a Yoledet, so they made Rivu Vishurim. Such a Rivu Vishurim, is that also the Raisa or the Rabbanan, according to the Ran? It's also the Raisa. So how can they do it? How can they do it? So you'll tell me they did it Aydei Yaakov. Why is it Mutter Aydei Yaakov? With Tzarech Mila. So why do you need Rivu Vishurim? Tell the guy directly to warm up the water for Mila. So you want to tell me that possibly Amir Lakum is not good for Mila because you can't tell a guy to do an Issa Deraisa for Mila. So how is it possible to warm up together with the mother? That's also Rebushur, that's also Issa Deraisa. It's not Skila, but it's Issa Deraisa. So Rabbi Kiveger says it's Tavur the Ran. The Gemara is not like the Ran. Because if you learn like the Ran, Rebushurim is Deraisa, obviously you can't warm up water to help the child, yourself, you're even into the Raisa. To tell a guy, if it's permitted L'Sarach Mila, so tell a guy directly to warm up for the child. If it's not permitted L'Sarach Mila, so what does the Gabimai help? Rivu Vishurim is us to the Raisa. This Kasha is the Kasha of Rivu Kiveger. Says some Achrayinim, I saw it once from the Beis Meir, from the earlier Achrayinim relative to the Svarim I saw it up, the Tuli, they say, Elam the Shechelik, which has to really be understood in the Yisayid of Amir Eliyach. Yes.
The guy will make it into the Rabban,
right? Yes, to tell the guy to warm the water for the child. Directly. No, it's the Raisa. Rebbe Shur is also the Raisa, it's not Shvus the Shvus. If Rebbe Shur would be the Rabbanon, then it would be Shvus the Shvus. But Rebbe Shur is the Raisa, so therefore it should be us. Says the Beis Meir, an understanding like this. What was the yesod of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, excuse me, what was the yesod of the Ran, that the Ran said, when is Rivu Vishurim Mutter, and when is Rivu Vishurim Mutter? Whether the Guf HaMalacha before the Rivu Vishurim is Tchuya or Hushra, right? Amir La'akam V'makam Chayli, the Lashon, is like Gazabar Rabbanu. Rabbanu weren't Gazabar. They weren't geysers. So if a person is sick and he is a sakonus nefashit and you do a malacha, that malacha is tchuya. B'chai bohem is doicha, and therefore Rebbe Vishurim in such a case would be the right. But when you have a derabbanan and the rabbanan said we do not prohibit telling a guy to do a malacha, b'makom chayli, that's already hutra. That has no shame iser whatsoever. So therefore, if Amir Lakum is author, I'll just say it a certain way. If Amir Lakum is author, like Rashi constantly says, it's like Shlich. You're doing it through the guy. You're doing it through the guy. So, the guy is warming the water for the mother, and it's like you're doing it through the mother. But doing it, you're doing it for the mother through the goy. That's hutar. That's mutter. That's not tuya. To be meisav on something that is mutter, that's exactly like by yontif, that you're permitted to do it. And therefore, even though always by chayla deraisa, Rebbe Shum is deraisa, but by chayla derabbanon, by amir lakum, it's like gazav rabbanon, so the guf hadavar is hutar, therefore, there is no din of Rebbe Shum. Okay? Because amir lakum is usher. But baka mila. It's only mutter if I can do it in a permitted way. This is the Rebbe Shum, and it's mutter in a permitted way. Okay. So far, we have the teretz from the Beis Meir to say Amir Lakum is mutter by Rebbe Bishur. Now let me just, before I come back to my original Shaila, to try to offer halacha v'loy l'maisa, let's just go step back a second. Somebody asked Reb Moshe years ago, printed in a sefer, that on Yontif, if you have a carton of cigarettes, not permitting smoking, just talking about the Shaila, on Yontif also it's another Shaila, shovel the chol nefesh, but if a person has a package of cigarettes, comes 20 in a pack. And how much could he smoke already? 5, 6, not enough time to smoke 4 even possibly. But surely he doesn't plan on smoking. Could he carry it in his pocket? He doesn't need to carry all those cigarettes. He's making like Sasha Lila Cyrus. Ramayji said, sure. But Rebbe Bishurim is with her. Rebbe Bishurim is with her. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And he writes in the name of Moshe, if a person has a key ring, and on the key ring he has 6 keys, one is for his apartment here, and one is for his apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and one maybe is for his car. No problem carrying it, but all those extra keys, Rebbe Bishurim. Rebbe Bishurim is what?
Yeah, the one of Phoenix will never use,
the red pack, and the one might be used. Mechavat Ramesh. Let's see. So, Reb Moshe writes, this is already in Chelek Ches, the one that was printed La'acher P'tirotai. He says he didn't understand them well. Like he quotes him, he says, like Shekosa v'ashmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says, in the cigarettes, you could use each one. You could use each one, you have Rebbe Bishur. However, in the keychain, it's not only you don't need it, in the case of cigarettes, you don't need so many either, you can't use it. Because you're not in Phoenix, or you can't turn on your car. So therefore, he says, it's going to be usher the Torah Rebbe Bishur. Now, it's a little puzzling. Where does Reb Moshe get that from? We know that the halach of Rebbe Bishur is like the Ran Lechur, the way we explained it in the very beginning with Aisafa, that the Malach is Muteris, being Moshef is nothing usher. Why do you care if you can't use what's extra? Where did Moshe get that? He said a svar there. I can't say I fully understand. Yeah, but I'm saying, but the Chur, the Ran, like Rebbe Chodom points out, goes with the second svar. If you go with Haim and Ayim Afkis, then you'll be Matar Achayla and you'll be Matar Anyantim. But if you go halach according to the Ran, that the Hefer is because the Guf HaDover is Mutter, it's not a Hisof on the Dover HaAser, well, my son, the Guf HaDover is Mutter, I could carry out the key that lets me into my house. So why can't I carry out the key that lets me into my car? And Reb Moshe says you can't. But the truth of the matter is, there's a Mefurash Gemara, not so clear the pshat, like Reb Moshe, whether it's a Svarin, Rebbe Bishurim, the Reis or the Rabbanan, I'm not sure. Yeah. Right. Well, maybe if you mean the sugya of Agad Kli, Reb Moshe mentions that. You mean the sugya of Agad Kli? If you don't mean that sugya, then I don't know if it's a kasha. Reb Moshe, you're carrying keys. You're carrying keys needlessly. Even though you don't take it off, but now you got it there. A person doesn't take things out of his pocket. He can't carry it on Shabbos because he doesn't take things out of his pocket. He can't carry it. Al Kaponim, the sugya says like this. Listen. A person has a partnership with a non-Jew in a dough, and he wants to bake it. The Gemara says it's brought down in Tufka Vav, we cannot bake challah that way. Why not? It's Rebbe Bishurim, called time after Kasha. It's Rebbe Bishurim. I have one challah, half is mine, and half is the non-Jews. Why can't I cook it? The part that I'm cooking is hutar. The part which I'm cooking is hutar, so why can't I be myself on what's mutar? we see minimally, if that's the correct shot in the Gemara, the Chofetz Chaim is noita, that's precisely what the Gemara says. Akocha, Rebbe B'Shur, after all Svaras, needs the ability that I at least could use the whole thing. But if I can't use the whole thing, you don't have to have the Rebbe B'Shur. Maybe it's the Drabbana Nasser, I'm not sure. But we see clearly, Rebbe B'Shur requires the theoretical possibility to use the whole thing. This half the scholar is the non-Jews, therefore we see Rebbe Shurim does have that tnai. So really we postulate Iran, if the Iker is Tuya, there's no Rebbe Shurim. If the Iker is Hutra, there is Rebbe Shurim. But there's another tnai, which doesn't really follow the Lumnus very clearly, that even though the Iker is Hutar and the Hisaf is not Usar, that's the tnai that you theoretically could use it like the case in the 20 cigarettes, and not like in the case of the king. So therefore, we're limited now in our din of Rebbe B'Shur. Now, let's go back to my original case. Person's in the hospital. He wants to go back. 2 miles, bad weather, maybe even if it's 2 blocks, the nice weather, but, you know, we don't look for coolers, so we don't need them. Could he go in the car together with the chaylus? Let's see. If it's correct, that the additional weight in the car is only Rebbe B'Shur. And again, that needs a little bit of thought, but this one I heard from Moshe, I understood, I think he writes in the safe, but I can't locate, he says, people, member of Tzolo, should unload their car before Shabbos, not to be either Rebbe B'Shur, because it's not necessary to save a chayla to have the bowling ball in the trunk, or whatever you put in the trunk. Maybe the spare tire, I think he also doesn't want in the trunk, you know. You get a flat tire, presumably, you're not going to fix it and then take the chaylus to the hospital. You probably disregard your car. But he calls it the way I recall hearing, maybe, see, Rebbe B'Shur. So, let's see. The Amir La'akum is mutter for the chayla, she'emus ha'kana, you can tell a guy to do a melacha raisa, for chayla she'emus ha'kana she'nafu l'mishka. What are we left with Rebbe B'Shur? We have the Gemara of Ishtaku Chamime that you could tell a guy to do Rebbe B'Shurim. The only question is why. So if you say the Teretz like the base mayor, which really reflects the Gemara, that Rebbe B'Shurim is Hutra, since Rebbe B'Shurim is Hutra, so therefore the Haysafa is Rebbe B'Shurim by Mir La'akum is Hutra, therefore the Haysafa is Mutter. Mamash like the case over there when you tell the guy to warm up the water for the mother, and if she warms up for the mother, it's called Hutra, as I explained, Amir Lakam is Hutra, therefore the Haysafa is Mutter, like by Shabbos you can make Haysafa, because Eichel Nefesh is Hutra. This is Mamish the same case. Mamish the same case. I don't see why it should be Usher. It should be Mutter. If you'll tell me, maybe the Rasba, which is not the Iker Halacha, the Rasba of Rebbe B'Shurim is also the Rabbanon, and therefore by Mila they were Meikol and Sarach Mila, good. So it's Mutter here, because it's Shavuot L'Shavuot. So I don't see really why it should be Usher. Seems like a case of a Mira La'akum to do Rebbe B'Shurim. Either it's Mutter Me'ikr to Dina, or it's Mutter because of Shavuot L'Shavuot. The only thing you have to think about is the issue of Maris Ayin. You have an issue of Maris Ayin. Yo, what do you say? No? No, we spoke about it. So maybe you had somebody talk. What happened to the issue of Maris Ayin? I don't know what's the issue of Maris Ayin. Maris is a complicated halacha. You find Maris Ayin is Mutter in the end of Reish, I think it's Mem Tet, but Malkum Hesed Gadol says, by the case of Mechid, Maris Ayin is Mutter. Malkum Chayli, we see Maris Ayin is Mutter, but Malkum Chayli. Over here, maybe with the covered Shabbos, I don't know, I don't have a riot. That's where I could think it's Shvus and Shvus is Mutter from Malkum Mitzvah, and it's not Mutter from Malkum Hesed Gadol, according to many Echraimim. If this is Mutter from Malkum Hesed Gadol, maybe it's Zichel Mutter from Malkum Mitzvah. I don't know if you can make such Kavachayimim. But in any event, that's why I say I wouldn't tell a person to do it when he only has 5 blocks to walk. But when you have an issue of not being home for Shabbos or walking 2 hours in rain like we're experiencing today, then already it's your talking. This would be wrong. That is the psak. I say halacha v'loy v'maisa. I did it v'maisa myself, but there are a lot of complicated factors. Capriciously, I don't think a person should do it. But in the case of a dachak, I think you can do it. Now, let me just be messiah with a very short. We started late because of the terrible weather outside. I know other people came late. I myself came late because of that. Let me just tell you a vart which I saw, which is very apropos for the coming of this Shavuos. There are two Gemaras about Rabbi Akiva's Petir. One Gemara I mentioned at the dinner, I hope the other remembered, that Rabbi Eliezer said, Shalcha Kasha Mishalahem. What's the reason? People were listening at the dinner, I hope, because he didn't learn enough Torah by Rabbi Eliezer, because since he had a lev that was Rach of Ka'ulam, so he could have become bigger than even if he was. Rabbi Kira was tremendously big. But Rabbi Eliezer Paskin, because of that, Shalcha Kasha Shalahem. His Misa will be more difficult than the Misa of his colleague. And then we have another Gemara in Pesachim, and the Olim could ponder to reconcile the two Gemaras, but the Gemara in the beginning of Eilu HaDvarim says that there was a dispute between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer concerning bringing a behema to the Beis HaMikdash and violating certain Isurim in order to have the Karban Pesach. And there was Rabbi Lozer said a Shita, and Rabbi Akiva said a Shita, and Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Lozer Akasha from Shita. You don't have to know the Sugya. Rabbi Eliezer is quoted in the Gemara of saying, V'shchita heshiftani, v'shchita te misoscha. You answered me from Shita, your death will be through Shita. And kachabe, masreke shabarzo. Presumably, that's a Shita. Shita doesn't have to be exactly with the kon of the vashit. And the Gemara is so difficult to understand, assuming Rabbi Akiva, of course, who we don't have any idea how to understand, but there was some tain on him the way he spoke to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't a person who'll be mocked on his covenant, or Rav Shemacho, Kvoide, Kvoide, Macho. Why such a tremendous oinish? Because he asked a kasha from Shechita, interpreted by Rabbi Eliezer as slightly disrespectful, and then he answered, V'shechita hishav, toni, V'shechita te misasa. And I saw many, many years ago from Chaim Shalevis, he says a very interesting and important part. He says, Avada harav shemachla kvoidei kvoidei macho, as far as Torah delay goes. But when a person undermines a Talmud Chacham, he undermines the whole community. Because the only authority a Talmud Chacham has on a community is the respect people give him. There's no shaitrim, there's no shaitin. If a person says something disrespectful and diminishes the respect the community gives to the Talmud Chacham, then we already have a diminished authority, a diminished hashpah. And the way Torah goes from generation to generation is to Rebbe to Talmud to Rebbe to Talmud. And if the Rebbe loses his influence, you already have a break in the Messiah and the break in teaching Torah. Rebbe Eliezer felt that this slight disrespect, whatever we call it, towards himself was a breach in the Kavanah Torah that is so necessary to impact other people. So Kavanah Torah that we have is not only for the covet to a Talmud Chacham, because he is due the covet. You owe him the covet, especially your Rebbe. Your Rebbe owe the covet. A Rav Shabbat, Kvaydei, Kvaydei Machol. But there's another aspect over here. For a community, for a Klal Yisrael to function, they have to have G'dayel Yisrael. G'dayel Yisrael have to be listened to. If they aren't respected and you don't deal with them in the correct way, you diminish their authority, and therefore what you're doing is undermining the whole system of Torah from generation to generation. Dave should help, we should also be Zeicha to a new Kabbalah Torah and commit ourselves for the upcoming months, weeks, for more learning Torah, coming for the Kail Biker, Kail Erev, and even the Kail in the afternoon, but coming. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to give our guest speaker a great